Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I am Saira Mujtaba. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says, budget session of parliament being reconvened to ensure implementation of 33% quota for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies from 2029. 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran return to Chennai via Armenia. US President Donald Trump gives 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open Strait of Hormuz, says massive US strike on Tehran killed top Iranian military leaders. Western disturbance sweeps North India. Hills experience fresh snowfall while rain lashes plains. Payal Nag stuns Sheetal Devi to bag gold medal at World Archery Para Series in Bangkok. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days so that the law enacted in 2023 for providing 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies can be implemented from 2029. Addressing an election rally at Tiruvalla in Kerala, Mr. Modi said the government has extended the budget session and it will meet again for 3 days, that is on April 16, 17 and 18. The Prime Minister said the government will ensure a legal stamp that no state, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa or Telangana, will see a reduction in Lok Sabha seats.
33% behne parliament mein aakar ke baithe. इसके लिए कानून बनाने की जरूरत है. केरल हो, तमिलनाडु हो, कर्नाटक हो, आंध्र हो, गोवा हो, तेलंगाना हो, कहीं पर भी लोकसभा की सीटें कम न हो, इसका थप्पा लगाने के लिए. और दूसरा, महिलाओं के लिए जो सीटें होगी वो अतिरिक्त सीटें बढ़ जाए. इतना बड़ा फायदा हमारे दक्षिण भारत के राज्यों को मिले.
The Prime Minister said that the NDA government has given 33% reservation to women in the Lok Sabha and legislative assemblies through a law in 2023. The Prime Minister urged all parties that this is an issue related to women's empowerment, so they should, with an open mind and without any political calculations, fully support it and become partners in winning the trust of the country's mothers and sisters. Asking people to take this commitment from the opposition parties, Mr. Modi also said that this right of the country's mothers and sisters has been pending for 40 years and it should not be delayed again.
हमने कांग्रेस के लोगों को मीटिंग के लिए बुलाया. हम आशा करते हैं कि हमारी बात मान करके आएंगे. हमने इंडिया अलायंस के मित्रों से बात की है. आप भी लोगों को बताइए, कांग्रेस के लोगों को बताइए, एलडीएफ के लोगों को बताएं. कि महिलाओं के अधिकार का एक कानून निर्विरोध पास होना चाहिए.
Campaigning for Kerala Assembly elections has reached its peak. Candidates across all 140 constituencies are leaving no stone unturned to connect with the voters. More from our correspondent.
With the last weekend before the campaign deadline underway, candidates and party workers are focusing on meeting as many as possible in person in Kerala. Door-to-door outreach and local interactions are expected to dominate the final stretch of campaigning. Senior leaders from major political parties are also actively participating in the concluding phase through public meetings and roadshows. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend a roadshow in Bepur and a public rally in Katakada today, among other engagements. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will participate in campaign events in Pirumedu and Kottarakara today. CPM General Secretary M.A. Baby is taking part in campaign programs in constituencies including Vamanapuram and Varkala today. As the countdown to the end of campaigning begins, political parties are making their final push to save voters in Kerala. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kooch Bihar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Kooch Bihar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Kooch Bihar district and 5 seats of Alipurduar district. More from our correspondent.
This rally of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is considered very important. This rally will intensify and boost the party election campaign in the region and also strengthen its stronghold in Rajbansi, Kooch, Mech, Rawa communities. The beginning of Mr. Modi's election campaign from Kooch Bihar is aimed to change the TMC regime and ensure the BJP government in the state. North Bengal has 54 assembly seats and BJP is contesting on all these seats. BJP sources informed that Mr. Modi may hold 15 rallies in the state. On April 10th, he will hold a mega road show in Siliguri of Darjeeling district. Ashok Chaurasia from Kooch Bihar, Akashvani News.
The BJP has released its fifth list of 5 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls. Anupam Biswas will contest from Kalyani SC, Taraknath Chatterjee from Krishnanagar Uttar, Saurav Sikdar from Damdam Uttar, Anindya Raju Banerjee from Madhyam Gram, and Rudra Prashad Banerjee from the Uluberia Purba Assembly constituency. The party also revised names from its previous list. Now, Kaushik Siddharth will contest from Bashirhat Uttar, Abhijit Sardar from Bishnupur SC, and Shankar Sikdar will contest from Bihala Purba Assembly constituency. As part of our special series on key constituencies ahead of the Legislative Assembly elections in 4 states and 1 Union Territory, today we focus on the Mahe constituency in the Union Territory of Puducherry. Though politically part of the Union Territory of Puducherry, the Mahe enclave located within the state of Kerala has often been influenced by the political trends of the neighbouring state. From 1964 to 2011, the region had 2 assembly constituencies, Mahe and Pallur. The Pallur constituency was abolished ahead of the 2011 assembly elections, merging both segments into a single Mahe constituency. More from our correspondent.
The constituency has a total electorate of 30,237, comprising 14,049 male and 16,188 female voters. There are no registered transgender voters in Mahe. Similar to Kerala's political landscape, the constituency has alternated between the Indian National Congress and the Communist Party of India Marxist over the years. In the 2021 assembly elections, Ramesh Parambath of the Congress won the seat by a margin of 300 votes. In the closely contested poll, independent candidate N. Haridasan Master, backed by the Left Democratic Front, finished second. In this election, incumbent MLA Ramesh Parambath is seeking re-election, while the Left Democratic Front is backing independent candidate Advocate T. Ashok Kumar. Making the contest triangular, the NDA has fielded A. Dinesan. Interestingly, while the Indian Union Muslim League is an ally of Congress in neighbouring Kerala, it has fielded its own candidate, Muhammad Samil, in Mahe. Prijesh M. of Tamilaga Vitri Kadagam and 3 other independents are also in the fray. Bibinasnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on Air app. A total of 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran amid the ongoing West Asia conflict arrived safely in Chennai yesterday evening after being evacuated through Armenia. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the fishermen were brought back as part of India's continued efforts to ensure the safety of its nationals in the conflict-affected region. Earlier in the day, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, expressed gratitude to the Armenian government for facilitating the evacuation and thanked his counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan for enabling the safe transit of Indian nationals from Iran to India amid the conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post on March 26, Mr. Trump warned that Iran had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait. He reiterated the warning yesterday, stating that Iran now has just 48 hours left before facing severe consequences. The ultimatum was followed by a military strike on Iran late last night. Sharing a video of the U.S. military strike in Tehran, Mr. Trump said in a social media post that several Iranian military leaders, whom he accused of leading the country poorly and unwisely, had been eliminated in the attack. However, he did not provide further details regarding the specific targets or the technical aspects of the strike. The higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir witnessed fresh snowfall as a spell of wet weather driven by a western disturbance gripped North India, bringing rainfall to parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan. Rains and hailstorms have continued to lash the northern states intermittently this week, with wheat growers in Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan staring at major losses due to crop damage. In Jammu and Kashmir, the snowfall also led to the closure of many important inter-district roads. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today. It signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion and death at Calvary on Good Friday. The event marks the culmination of the Holy Week of prayers, penitence and recalling the final phase of Jesus Christ's life. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the countrymen on the occasion of Easter. In her message, President Murmu urged citizens to renew their resolve to promote harmony, peace and brotherhood and strive collectively for a better future. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also extended his greetings to the countrymen on the occasion of Easter. In World Archery Para Series, teenage quadruple amputee archer Payal Nag defeated world number one Sheetal Devi to win the gold in the compound women's final in Bangkok. 18-year-old secured a 139-136 victory in the compound women's final as India signed off with 16 medals including 7 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m. while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in the second match of the day at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. Hindustan Times writes, Trump gives new ultimatum, hunt for U.S. pilot intensifies, while the Sunday Tribune says all hell will rain. Trump's 48-hour warning to Iran for Hormuz deal as war spirals. The Asian Age carries a picture of Israeli demonstrators protesting against the war with Iran. On the home turf, Indian refiners are procuring Iranian crude, says Center, writes the Hindu. In the run-up to assembly elections in Kerala and West Bengal, Sunday Pioneer writes, in Kerala, PM sends strong message on delimitation, women's quota bill. The paper also writes, Bhadralok signals West Bengal polls may redefine state's political balance. The Sunday Express on its editorial page writes, one cause for the Congress's continuing decline is the absence of a political secretary or advisor to the party president. Indira Gandhi had valuable interfaces such as R.K. Dhawan and M.L. Fotadar, even if they did not have the official designation. Jitendra Prasad was political advisor to both Rajiv Gandhi and P.V. Narasimha Rao. Sonia Gandhi relied on Ambika Soni initially and later depended on Ahmed Patel, who worked quietly behind the scenes. The all-powerful Congress Secretary K.C. Venugopal, who has Rahul Gandhi's ear, does not want any rival power center, even though he himself is a complete failure at his job. And finally, the astronauts aboard the Orion spacecraft on Artemis II mission have passed halfway point between the Earth and Moon. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi says budget session of Parliament being reconvened to ensure implementation of 33% quota for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies from 2029. 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran return to Chennai. US President Trump gives 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to reopen Strait of Hormuz, says massive US strike on Tehran killed top Iranian military leaders. And western disturbance sweeps North India hill experience fresh snowfall while rain lashes plains. That's all in Morning News.